Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Mind Body Clarity. I am Amber Price, and I help women just like you reclaim your personal power by developing your intuition so that you can align authentically to a lifestyle that you create and design through empowered choices. I am going to share tips and strategies to help you live in alignment with your authentic self and feel empowered to make decisions with clarity. Let's go. All right, today is my favorite topic. It is all about twin flames. Now, I am currently in a twin flame relationship with my husband, and it is such a fascinating experience for the both of us because we learn more about ourselves. We learn more about what it means to be in a twin flame relationship. And so a lot of times the clients that I connect with that are in my coaching programs, we do just a lot about love and coaching through the dynamic of a twin flame relationship or even a soulmate relationship. A twin flame is where it's at in terms of understanding how it impacts our soul's experience, but also how it deeply influences our human experience. Now, from what I understand from the learnings of the spiritual educators before me, and also reinforced from spiritual insights and messages that I have had myself through connection with the universe and spirit, a twin flame is essentially two separate humans that share the same soul. Like it's, you know, that saying when they say your other half, it's almost like it's such a recognition of that other person that the immediate connection between the two of you is so electric and hot and heavy. The passion exists right there. It's like it's like being able to be witness in that moment, in that person's energy, that this is your person, that you are so attracted and so fascinated and so influenced and impacted by this other person, and that you have so many things in common that you are basically saying, like, you probably found yourself saying, like, I feel like I've known you my entire life, or your relationship moves super fast. Like you might move in together after a month, or you might get married in 2 months, or I don't know, something just goes so fast. You know, you just meet and then you have babies, or you move across the country with these people. Like just the twin flame relationship happens fast and furious. Owen Wilson said it the best in Wedding Crashers when his character said, you know, it's the soul's recognition of its counterpart in another. And that's what a twin flame is. It is understanding that you can see and be witness to a part of your soul within that other person in front of you. Now, that's why it's so passionate and so fiery and so full of like intentionality and desire and creation and speed at which it kind of blossoms. There's such a speed to it. Now, having said that, because it is the counterpart of your soul in another, it means that it's mirroring back to you the things that you do not like or deny about yourself. So there is a lot of work to be done within a twin flame relationship. And that's why twin flames don't always last forever, meaning they're not in a relationship for their whole life together, because it is intense and difficult and challenging and emotional, and all of the things pop up. And there seems to be a lack of fear at the beginning, like when you're in this full-blown passion mode and connection and desire, there's like no holds barred. There's no worrying about fear. There's just like throw caution to the wind and be together and like just enjoy life and just go. But on the other side of that, there is an immense amount of fear that happens when you are on the opposite side, when you're in the phase of the situation, phase of the relationship where you are seeing your shadow appear within the relationship as a result of the work that has to be done. Because twin flames are so, so, so valuable for your soul's progression, for your ascension, for your soul's journey, for your human experience. And so there has to be this intense passion and fun and desire. Otherwise, you would never want to do it. No one in their right mind with an ego as a human would want to partake in a twin flame experience if it wasn't balanced off by this passion and this fun and this desire and this the feelings and the vibes that you get from your twin flame. Because when you're in it and you're doing the work, it is extremely raw and vulnerable and very, very, like there's nowhere to hide. Like this person is the other part of your soul. It knows you. It knows the trigger points. It knows what to say. It knows how to do it. And it knows what's going to create you to move the quickest. Now, the problem exists is that we are still humans with free will, with an ego, and we still are able to shape our own experiences. So in those moments, we either want to run away or we want to chase the person who is running away. So there is like a chaser and a runner role within the twin flame dynamic. So you might actually, if any of this is resonating, is resonating with you, you probably can identify very quickly that you are the runner or you are the chaser. For me, in my twin flame relationship, I am the runner. Like, get my running shoes on and just run, because my husband is super intense. Like, he is so intense, but he is doing it in a way that makes me understand it. But in those moments, my ego is like, hell no, I'm not doing this. I'm going to just like, I need to retreat. Now, having said that, I don't retreat forever. I retreat for a moment. I need 5 minutes to ground my energy, because my energy becomes so ungrounded by this situation that I can't be in clarity. I can't be in my highest good. I can't be in his highest good. I can't do it. So I need to retreat for 5 minutes, maybe less, maybe more, to ground myself, to come back and have this meaningful conversation. Because in my relationship, I am intentional with wanting to grow. So I welcome these challenges. It's actually hilarious, because I was just thinking about this the other day. My husband and I were on vacation for our anniversary and everything was going well. You know, like the first day or two, you have to kind of settle in and get used to being able to be on vacation and not have the responsibilities that you feel like your nervous system is always triggered and wired to deal with. But after that, we're walking down the lake and holding hands. And I thought, this is awesome. Like, I'm finally feeling good. You know what? I want to work on our relationship this week. That's what I said to myself in my head, to my higher self. And within, I swear to God, 5 seconds, all hell broke loose. Everything went sideways. It was just like, and then I initially started to get like, oh my God, get me out of here. I just need to like, why is this happening? This is my vacation. Why is this going on? Like, I just want to be free. And then it hit me like a wall. And it was like your higher self saying, my higher self was like, Amber, calm yourself down. You just asked for this. You ask, you shall receive. And it, for me, I manifest instantaneously. Like whenever I truly want something, it happens immediately. It's like without even being able to like mentally go through it and understand it. And like it just happens so friggin' quickly. So in that moment, it did. And so once I got that higher self message of like, you just asked to work on your relationship, this is the way you need to do it. Anything you guys have been too busy to address between the two of you, because you're dealing with children and business and work and life and health issues and all this stuff that comes up as humans, like the things that you just avoid doing, they're now in your face. They're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. And you guys can't escape. You are on this little tiny remote place by yourselves. No one's coming to save you. You got to figure this out between the two of you. And you either, and what the best part of this was that I couldn't leave. I couldn't run. I had to be there, because I knew that for the next 7 days, we were going to be together. And my desire for us to have a good time was outweighing my fear of dealing with these things that I just asked to deal with. And they weren't even big things. It was just the fact that your ego automatically goes to, I don't want to do this in a time where I finally get to relax and have a good time, except for I truly did want to do it, obviously, because my soul asked for it. So anyways, that's the funny part of a twin flame relationship is like you are very aware of the points in each other and in yourselves that you know you either want to hide or you want to deal with, but you know you have to deal with them. Anyways, so back to the running and the chasing. So typically I would want to retreat for a few minutes, gather myself, ground myself, and then proceed. Where my husband doesn't like that 5-minute thing, he will be the chaser in that situation of, let's just deal with this right now. Let's just get this done. Why are we dragging this out? Like, just like we're in it, we're doing it. Of course you're going to have emotions, like deal with your emotions. Let's just go. Like but then he doesn't do the grounding thing very well, right? So I'm teaching him in that moment, like, okay, we can take a minute to ground, or we don't have to go full head on, you know, ramming our horns together. We can do this in a better way. And so in the past 14 years, we've learned that and we've grown exponentially, because ultimately for both of us, our goal is that we're together forever. And we can't move past that without moving past that. You know, who knows what the future will hold, but in this moment, our intentions are that we need to do this together to help ourselves to work through these things. But there is always a runner and a chaser, and your degree and intensity of that could fade over time. Like I said, mine did. Like mine, you know, my immediate like urge to turtle was like so overpowering at the beginning. And now it's like, no, I just know I need 2 minutes and then I'm going to be okay. And that's just because I want to get my energy good. And this is going to be a productive conversation. So it feels much better now. And that will evolve between the two of you if you're both on the same page in terms of what your ultimate goal is. If you're always looking for an out, you're always looking for that one big reason to say, I was right about you. You suck. I can't wait to get out of here, like take off, leave, get rid of this person, because it feeds your fear of not being good enough or being hurt in the long run, like just fear of being fully in. When you're in a twin flame relationship, that can be detrimental to it. Like you cannot be in a state of fear with this person because it is a battlefield. Like, you know, Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield. Hell yeah. Yeah, man. We laugh at that song every time it plays. It's like, yes, like it is our theme song. We wear it like a badge. Like this is the situation that we are in any given moment when we are trying to work through a twin flame thing. But when you do it from a space of love and compassion and also forgiveness and understanding, because your person, your twin flame is doing this for you. Like for you to be able to overcome the things that you're blocked in, that you're resisting, that you're denying, that you're avoiding. And you do that for them. So you're both upholding your end of the bargain. And the bonus and the prize is the passion that you have when things are amazing, when you're in that state of euphoria, you get that full blown passion. So again, twin flames will do this for you. There's the runner and there's the chaser. There's the fact that it's, you know, two people sharing a soul's journey, a soul's essence, and that you can do this and be together forever, or you could do this and be together for 5 minutes. Like it really just does depend on your ego, your mindset, your values, your intentions, and if you're both on the same page with where you want to go. If you end your relationship with your twin flame, which most end up doing, then you always feel like you're attached to that person. Like you might feel like, no, this person is not for me. We couldn't get along. Like it was great when it was great, but it wasn't so great when it wasn't great. Then you always may find yourself looking back on that person thinking like, okay, like I might be moved on, they're moved on, but I always feel like what could have been, or what was that? Like what was that connection? Because when it was really good, like I've had nothing like that in my entire life. So when you find yourself reflecting on someone like that, that's usually because they are a twin flame. Now I would like to point out here, twin flames are healthy relationships that deal with conflict and souls, challenges and lessons with the intention of moving the soul forward. When I'm discussing a twin flame relationship where there's a conflict or challenging situation and one person is the chaser and one is the runner, I am in no way talking about an unhealthy, abusive relationship. That is not the same thing. If you are in an abusive relationship, then you must seek help. Get help that will be able to support you in the situation that you're in. This is not the same thing. Like, I would never say to somebody that, oh, stay in an abusive situation because it's for your highest good. Like, that is never, ever, ever, ever going to be the case. So please know the difference. And if you don't, if you're not sure what the difference is, please reach out to me or reach out to someone. There's a lot of good support systems and organizations out there that you could just do an anonymous call and say, here's the situation, what's going on? If you're not sure, ask. But when I'm talking about this running and chasing, I'm literally talking about that energetic frequency that happens when there's something that's transitioning within the soul. So what I mean is, it's almost like, okay, something is happening and I don't know what it is. Okay, like childbirth. So the woman goes into labor. Okay, I don't know if this is going to be the day that I birth my child, but something is changing inside of me. I might have felt the baby drop, or, you know, maybe the contractions are happening, or I said, something's coming. Like, it's that. And because it really is a labor of love, of being working through these things with your twin flame, you will sense like, okay, something's coming. Like, I know when my husband and I are not vibrating at the same frequency, meaning like our vibe is off, or we're not connecting the same way that we usually do. And I know if something's about to happen. I can feel like, okay, tonight there's going to be something that comes up that might have been from months ago, or that half done conversation from two nights ago. Like, even though things have been better between then and now, I feel like this is happening. Like, something is unearthing and things are moving and the sea is parting and things are going to be happening tonight. And that means that his soul or mine needs to do it. It can't be unresolved. It has to keep moving forward. So essentially, the person who is the chaser, or the one who wants to be the catalyst of those conversations and those life lessons, is the one that's agreed before you've come to human form to be the one that's going to be taking the biggest brunt, looking probably like the troublemaker, or the black sheep, or the one that's always trying to talk about heavy, difficult things, like the one that's going to take the most of the responsibility for the person being not harmonious at all times. Because the person who wants to run is going to blame that other person for causing discord and for making things more complicated and always having a problem and blah, 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 which are not healthy things. Like, those are not healthy things. But in a twin flame relationship, those are things that I've witnessed and I've seen. But it's to get to a space where you're both willing and able to be in a healthy space to have these conversations. It doesn't matter what the other person needs in that moment. If you're not ready to do it, you need to say that. And because you love each other, there will be, even if that person's labeled as the chaser, it doesn't mean that they're not going to back off. It just means that they're going to say, okay, please don't leave me in this conversation right now. Like, let's talk about this. Or don't avoid it. Like, let's hit this head on. Like, it doesn't mean that they're running around the streets chasing you. It just means that they're trying to be the one to get this off your plate. Let's finally put this to bed. So twin flames are fantastic. They really are. And if you are someone who really loves to learn more about yourself and wants to grow spiritually and personally and professionally, a twin flame relationship, if you're fortunate enough to be able to be someone who's supposed to experience that in this lifetime, then you're going to learn and you're going to grow like at exponential speed. And it's just not even trying to keep up, just going with the flow and allowing yourself to get there. Now, I just said something that you're probably asking, because no, not everybody is going to meet their twin flame in this lifetime. Everybody has one, but it doesn't mean that this is your lifetime to meet them or to be part of them. You might have met them already, had a relationship with them, and have
discontinue that relationship and they're still out there and you can't have any contact with them because it's too hard or you've moved on or whatever. But yes, so not everybody will experience it, but everybody has one. So when it comes back to, you know, looking for love, twin flames are different than soulmates. And also you might not connect romantically with either one of those types of souls. You might just be in a good relationship with someone who's neither a soulmate nor a twin flame. And that is something that's going to be good and meaningful and productive for you. But if you find yourself constantly looking for more or trying to search for this vibe or this passion, or you didn't have an immediate attraction, or you're not thinking that all these things that you knew you thought you wanted didn't happen, then it's time to look inside to see if what you desire is something you feel you're lacking and that other person isn't thinking about you, accepting about you, needing from you, or if it truly is that you are settling for someone who eventually this is all going to come to pass and it's all going to come out anyway. So if something is gnawing at you every single day and doesn't feel right and you have moments of relief from it, then I would suggest kind of like digging into that through meditation or journaling or counseling or coaching or any of these things to be able to try to unearth what this means for you so you can have clarity in this, so you can actually align to relationships that are going to feed your soul. You just listened to Mind Body Clarity with Amber Price. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's topic, please rate it and share. See you next time.